In this bulletin, US intelligence officials accuse Iran and Russia of interfering in the presidential election. Five new cases of COVID-19 in Victoria, and golfer Adam Scott withdraws from a tournament after contracting coronavirus. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Intelligence officials in the US are accusing Iran and Russia of trying to interfere in the presidential election. The Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says Iran and Russia have both obtained US voter registration information. He says Iran has been sending intimidating emails to voters.
We have already seen Iran sending spoofed emails designed to intimidate voters, incite social unrest, and damage President Trump. Additionally, Iran is distributing other content to include a video that implies that individuals could cast fraudulent ballots, even from overseas. This video and any claims about such allegedly fraudulent ballots are not true.
President Donald Trump says having a mute function used on microphones in tomorrow's election debate with Joe Biden is very unfair. The mute function will be used so each candidate can provide two-minute answers to topics free of interruptions. Donald Trump frequently interrupted and talked over Joe Biden in the first debate. Mr. Trump says he's also unhappy that NBC journalist Kristen Werker is moderating the debate, accusing her and her parents of being supporters of the Democratic Party.
Well, I think the mute is very unfair, and I think it's very bad that they're not talking about foreign affairs. They're supposed to be talking about foreign affairs, and I think that the anchor is a very biased person. Her parents are very biased.
Kristen Welker's parents have donated to the Democratic Party, and Welker was once a registered voter for the Democrats. And former President Barack Obama has told a campaign rally in Philadelphia, democracy can't work if the people leading the country lie every day. Mr. Obama says there's an urgent need to reclaim what is called American values. Moving to local news, and Victoria has recorded five new COVID-19 cases in the last 24-hour reporting period and no deaths. The number of cases from an unknown source or mystery cases remains at 10. Melbourne's 14-day rolling average for new cases is at 6.1, while regional Victoria's is at 0.4. The easing of Melbourne's lockdown restrictions this weekend is in doubt due to an emerging cluster in the city's north. Premier Daniel Andrews urges people in Victoria to come forward and get tested in a bid to avoid further mystery cases going undetected in the community.
Even the mildest of symptoms, please come forward and get tested as soon as you possibly can. Delaying for a day can mean that the virus spreads. There's a lot about this virus that we're not certain of, and we don't want anyone to get this. If you get this, it can be very hard to shake. Can be a long-lasting chronic illness rather than a cough or a cold.
And New South Wales has recorded seven new cases of COVID-19, including one case that was locally acquired. The other six are in hotel quarantine. Health officials have issued a warning after coronavirus was detected in sewage samples from the Bathurst area. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it could point to a possible infection at last weekend's Bathurst 1000. Pope Francis says same-sex couples should be allowed to have civil unions. In a newly released documentary that premiered at the Rome Film Festival, he said same-sex couples had the right to be in a family. Before becoming Pope, he had supported civil unions but has remained opposed to gay marriage. The Pope made the remarks in the film Francesco about his life and work.
Homosexual people have a right to be in a family. They are children of God and have a right to a family. Nobody should be thrown out or made miserable over it. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way, they are legally covered.
SBS Managing Director James Taylor has told a Senate committee the broadcaster made $20 million worth of savings in the last financial year, partly in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Appearing before Senate estimates, Mr. Taylor said SBS had reinvested a total of $48 million over the past 5 years from efficiency measures. He told the senators in the last financial year, SBS delivered a total of $20 million worth of savings across two categories.
Efficiencies through our efficiency program and cuts that we took in response to the COVID-19 crisis to reflect increased costs that we knew we were going to incur around COVID-19, but also to reflect a significant reduction in our commercial revenues as associated with the economic impacts of COVID-19.
Moving to sport, an Australian golfer, Adam Scott, has tested positive to COVID-19, forcing him to withdraw from a tournament in the US. Scott won't be playing in the Zozo Championship in California. He says he's now focused on recovery and will go into self-isolation for 10 days. Let's see what the weather's doing for the rest of today. In Perth, it's partly cloudy, 25 degrees. 28 in Adelaide with a couple of showers later in the day. In Melbourne, it's partly cloudy and 18. A couple of showers for Hobart, 16 degrees. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 23 for you. A possible shower in Wollongong, 22. Partly cloudy, 25 in Sydney. 26 in Newcastle with a shower or two. Possible shower in Brisbane as well, where it's 27 degrees today. It's sunny in Cairns, 32, and much the same for Darwin, where it's 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And don't forget, for SBS News in depth, check out our podcast.